Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
One thing I have not done, I've never pretended to be a police officer. And I've never threatened a shootout with the police.
Well, and now I have to respond to that.
We are moving on, gentlemen.
I have to respond to that. And you know what's so funny? I am worked with many police officers, and at the same time,
Mr. Walker,
when
please,
he say a problem
out of
with
respect,
the truth
I need
here.
To let you know, Mr. Yes. Walker, you are very well
yes.
aware of the rules tonight.
Yes.
And you have a prop.
Yes.
That is not allowed, sir.
Yes.
I ask you to put that prop away.
Well, it's not a prop. This is real. And he said, I have a problem. I never worked with law enforcement.
It is considered a prop, Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
You're very well aware of the rules. Aren't you?
Well,
aren't you aware of the rules?
He brought up the truth. Let's talk about the truth.
Thank you for putting that yes. prop away.
I mean, this debate, did you see it? I don't know. It was Friday night. I get it. I'm one of those dweeby, you know, kind of weirdos that watch politics on a Friday night. I mean, this Herschel Walker Warnock debate, this was not a debate. This was like watching Chris Christie audition for, you know, the Bolshoi Ballet. It's just so wrong. It's like one of these things is not like the other. One of these things does not fit. He is not ready for this job. That is just the truth. It was like watching a car wreck. But you can't stop watching. It's unbelievable. It wasn't a debate as much as it was a warning to you, Georgia. Warning, warning. You're going to get exactly what you vote for. And I know that there are people in Georgia that are saying, I don't care who the person is who's going to be one of 100 people on the entire globe who now can call themselves a United States Senator. I don't care who that person is. I just want a rubber stamp for whatever. Whatever. Strong and wrong. That's my thing. That's who I am. That's what I want. Are you kidding me? Are you freaking, don't you ever, ever, ever say America is all about, stand-up guys or upright guys or moral guys, or don't you ever complain ever again about being lied to by a politician if that is how you're going to cast your ballot. This year's crop of Republicans is so stinky, it makes cauliflower smell delicious, like perfume, like you dab it. This is so counterintuitive to what this job is, this man here. The English language was so butchered on that stage that I felt like taking a number for the deli line. I just, the way he just can't make a sentence, and the lying and the disingenuous and screaming, and yeah, I'm transparent. I am the most transparent person. I am the, you know, I mean, it's like, oh my God, his comments on insulin. Did you hear his comments on it? Listen, Democrats passed a piece of legislation that is very meaningful for people who would like to see the cost of prescription drugs come down. You know, a result from all this contretemps. People who would like to see some sort of result from all of this staying engaged in political, you know, crazy, are actually celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act because it actually is going to lower the cost of insulin from $1,000 a month to $35 for people on Medicare. And Herschel Walker was asked about this result, and his answer was, it was barbaric to the English language.
We passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which had two of my provisions. One caps the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, so they don't have to choose between buying medicine and buying groceries, and one caps the cost of insulin. He said he would not have voted for the Inflation Reduction Act, and I think he should tell the people of Georgia why he thinks they should have expensive insulin and why the pharmaceutical companies should be able to charge us whatever they like.
Well, first of all, may I respond? You know, I believe in reducing insulin, but at the same time, you got to eat right, because he may not know, and I know many people that's on insulin, and unless you have eating right, insulin is doing you no good. So you have to get food prices down, and you got to get gas down so they can go get insulin, and you continue to pat yourself on the back. But right now, families are starving. Right now, families are hurting, and they're hurting because of the bills and the laws you're passing right now.
Unless you have an eating, okay, so type 1 diabetes. Does everybody understand there are two types of diabetes? It's a very unfortunate illness. There are two types. Type 1 means your body does not make insulin. No matter what you eat, your body's not going to make insulin. That's insulin-dependent type 1 diabetes. Unless you have eating right, insulin's going to do nothing for you. I mean, honestly, why didn't he just whip out a stethoscope at that point and say, I'm a doctor too? I mean, go all the way into your alternative universe or whatever goes on in that man's brain that makes him declare that he's Herschel Walker, you know, a Texas Ranger or whatever the hell that was about with the freaking badge. That's a badge that goes in a trophy. You know, you can't see, but over here on this wall, I have some odd awards, I guess. You know, I got a platinum record over there. I got my honorary law degree there. I also have a Kentucky colonel. I am an honorary Kentucky colonel. Doesn't mean that I can give orders in the military, okay? It's just something that, you know, businessmen and celebrities, you know, for doing some PR or for, you know, that they get a little thank. That's what that stupid badge is. And he won't let it go. He won't let it go. But before we move on, I just have to show you, you know, this was the height of ignorance. This was absolutely the most dumb of the dumbass things I've ever heard anybody ever say in a debate. And I love the debate. I was telling Brett before the show, this is my favorite portion of the election cycle, the debates. It's my favorite part of the entire election cycle. You know, you wait and you wait and you wait, and then you say, okay, this is like, you know, Rock'em Sock'em Robots. They get up on the stage and they're going to exchange ideas, and this one's going to punch holes in that one's idea, why it can't work or why it can work. No. This was literally, the bar was set so low that on Friday I said that all Herschel Walker has to do is not trip over it and face plant. He tripped over it and he face planted.
Because if you have an able-bodied job, you're going to have health care. But everyone else have health care is the type of health care you're going to get. And I think that is the problem. And what Senator Warnock wants you to do is depend on the government. What I want you to do is get off the government health care and get on the health care he's got to get you a better health care. So that's what I'm trying to do, to make you independent rather than dependent.
Okay, so Senator Warnock has government health care. He has the Blue Cross Blue Shield government health care plan that comes with the job of being a senator. If we all had the government health care that Senator Warnock has, we would all have more money in our pockets and would have better health care. Okay? So what is he talking about? I'm trying to stay calm, but listening to him makes me want insulin. I get all dizzy and fuzzy trying to connect the words to try and fill in the gaps of what he's trying to say. If you have an able-bodied job, you will have health care. Everyone else will have health. I don't even know what he said. What does he say? I have a job. I'm a small business owner. It doesn't come with healthcare. I have to purchase it because I don't work for corporate. I don't work for corporate, you see. I'm responsible to run my business, and I'm responsible for my own healthcare. Oh my gosh.